Wake up, Colonel.
Ta-da!
I'm awake. Damn it.
All right, just making fucking sure.
Get enough time to wipe there? Jeez, man.
A little bit.
let's not start there. Come on. Why wait?
We're going to derail. Let's just get it out of the way now. People are expecting it. So, you know. Monday.
Maniacs, welcome to Monday. Good Lord, you guys.
I know. This is brutal. It's just another manic Monday. I wish it was Sunday. Okay, now we can restart.
We got everything out of the way now. What? How's everybody doing? Oh, you guys all right? Everybody out there watching along with us all right?
Happy belated Father's Day to all the dads out there and dads of dads and people that know dads and daddy-o's and whatever, man. Yeah, right there. Right fucking
Happy
there.
Father's Day.
Mm. You know what's excellent about this? Nobody's watching right now. I know we gotta give people time to get in.
But sure. Boy,
the Mother's Day one was like, wah, and terrible fashion Father's Day.
Wah. Yeah, nobody. Nobody gives a fuck.
I got those balloons from my neighbors, actually.
I was wondering, I was like,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey. What? Happy Father's Day. It's an official. You got balloons, it's official.
Yeah. My old neighbors used to call me dad. Now my new neighbors are bringing me Father's Day. You know, they brought me a slice of cake, card, the balloons. It was nice.
They just don't want to come up there and find you hanging in the closet, I think, man, you know.
I'm like the father figure of my unit over here, I guess. I don't know.
It's all right.
Don't even start, Colonel.
No, he's like the fucking godfather in the fucking C block. They're like Joseph Block. Got to bring you fucking offerings.
Sorry. What do you got for me today? Extra matches for the poker game?
All kinds of stamps.
There may be a day where I ask you for a favor, and that day is today.
That's right.
So tomorrow.
I need you to go shank that guy over in cell block 3. All right, we got FaZe in here. We got Tyrone. We got Tanya. We got Luke.
Luke, yep.
Luke says, "Happy Motherfuckers Day." That's right.
He's not lying.
He's right.
I mean, the first time at least, they're not mothers until after, though. You fucked them.
What if they already had a kid?
If they already had a kid, that's one thing. But you know, if it's their first kid, they're not mothers when you fuck them.
I got you. The fine line. Being a motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's a fine line.
That's a interesting. What is that? Fulci, obviously, shirt.
This is the Paul Bearer Press. You know, they're not paying us for me to say this, but hey, man, they're coming out. They're hitting home runs week after week after week with their Friday night double features. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, not even a Friday night. It's just Friday double feature. They do two shirts. And this one was it's badass. It glows in the dark. Nice. They did this one with the obvious City of the Living Dead, which I couldn't refuse. It has Bob getting drilled and the priest getting railed with the cross at the end. It's fucking fantastic. Also black and white, also glow in the dark. Paul Bearer Press. They even did another one with the puking guts, kind of scene like this right here. It was tie-dye. I had to. They got me 3 weeks in a fucking row with their shit, man. Knock it off, Paul Barrett, for God's sake.
You're a sucker.
For the spider baby shirt. I held out.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't get it. I should have.
Colonel, once they're gone, they're gone.
I know. Until the next con. They're gone until they're gone, until you come to a con, and you'll find it again.
Oh, wait. We had a couple of boxes we found in the warehouse. Here you go. What size do you need? What do you got? We got them all. Oh. But it's fantastic. Love it.
What do you got on, Colonel?
Avatar.
Nothing as special as that, but I got my Avatar World Tour. Welcome to Avatar Country Tour shirt. because for whatever reason, I just was like, I'm going to take a night off from wearing horror on my on our horror show. I'm like, I'm going to wear something metal.
That works. Great, man. You want to get into that fucking game. I can play in that game. I've got just as many metal and rock shirts as I do horror shirts. So, I mean, it'd be no fucking problem, dude, if you want to get into that. But today, I was walking around the Zigzag Archives.
Mm-hmm.
And I found some shit today that I was like, huh, you know what? I'm going to bring this tonight and show some people what's going on. And, like, this was, like, the first pull I found. You get close there.
Oh, the old game?
Old PlayStation Evil Dead. This thing, look at it. It's mint. It's mint, man. Perfect. And I too found what?
Too bad your internet's not mint.
I could hear it's all buzzing right now, and you guys are all looking, you know, snap, crackle, popping on me. Well, you know, I got three or four other people using the internet here. They just refuse to compromise, and, you know, so it is what it is. But that's not all. There's some even cooler stuff. Dig this, man. Remember these things, kiddies? VHS. Look at that. I told you. We said this before. I probably have at least a half a dozen, if not more, copies of Halloween in some format or another. Here's another one. You know, I don't even remember where I got this from or why. Because I'm sure I already had it at the time. It was a brand new 20th anniversary edition or something. But then I found this, man. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
This old school. This is the Thorn Emmy dudes and dudette. This is
I remember those.
This is the Holy Grail for the Evil Deads, man. So I don't know. It's in great condition too. I don't remember. You know, it's all there. It still works.
You even rewound it.
Be kind. Rewind. You have to. But yeah, man. I don't know. I'm gonna look around and see what these are going for on the market.
Yeah.
Fuck,
you know. All right. Now, I'm not going to lie, though. Before I saw the Evil Dead, I just saw the white. I was like, look, this motherfucker's going to pop up, you know, first pressing from the vault for Peter Pan. Like, check it out. Y'all got Disney movies, too.
No, sir.
I've got the original Little Mermaid box with the penises on it in the castle. I do have that.
There was a lot. Those were mass printed, though, man. There was a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of those out there. But still, it's always. But
once somebody looked at it and goes, "That's a dick on the cover," and they were like,
"Hey, yep," and Aladdin and everything else. You know, it's like, who is this fucking guy? You know, this artist working for Disney was like, "I'll show you." Oh, you stick it to the band.
I got this taken care of. I think Buster. I was working at Blockbuster when we had to ship all those back because we had to send all those cases back.
Also found a Tombs of the Blind Dead and Return of the Blind Dead double feature DVD. So I think that's a pretty good.
You're not the only one that went shopping this weekend. Looks like Luke says, I just bought two movies on Blu-ray at my local record shop, Slaughterhouse and Street Trash.
Wow.
Nice.
You know, back in the day, I guess it'd been late 80s, when Slaughterhouse came out on VHS, they had the posters and shit all over the video store. And I was like, all right. And they also had like a cutout, like the Halloween style cutouts with the jointed arms, like the skeletons. And it was the fucking killer. He had a cleaver and everything. And I put in for it. I was like, I got to have that when you guys are done. And they would frequently give me their stuff like that, you know, all the time. But then I rented the fucking movie and I didn't want it anymore. That's the movie that lost me with that pig squeal. When he got on the fucking walkie-talkie and starts squealing like a pig, I was out, man.
That was it?
Cash me out. I gotta go. But it was cool. I wish I had that piece of memorabilia right now, because I think now it's worth something probably, you know, because it's gotten to the vintage stage.
You got your snobbiness getting in the way of your collecting, Zag. You never do that.
God damn it.
Hey, I just bought Boarding House, for fuck's sake. That if that doesn't say I don't give a fuck, then nothing does.
Kiara has also been shopping. She says her shirt came in today. I love it so much more now that I got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kiara ordered up the DCS logo Pride shirt. And actually, there is a new shirt that's available in the store right now.
Really?
Nobody paying attention. Yes. No one said nothing. Zoom in on that bitch. Show them.
But yeah, it's the new Jason's Shadow. If I can get a good grip on this here, it's the Jason's Shadow shirt.
A little higher, a little higher. Oh, there it is.
A little bit lower, a little bit lower.
Look All at right. that. Is my, man. Belt, is my belly button showing?
No.
You gotta go a little bit to the left.
But yeah, it's available in store, or you know, I could just do this because, bam!
There oh it is. Yeah, I mean,
that's small, but yeah, right, that's kind of. I don't know. You guys may remember. Some of you guys might remember the old Star Wars when Phantom Menace came out, and you had the young Luke or young Anakin, and then the Darth Vader shadow behind him on the wall. Kind of what this idea was based on, and we ran with it.
Yeah, man. And that's the same artist that did the Smith's Grove School of Driving shirt for us too. Right. This guy
I was getting ready to bring that up.
Yeah,
thanks to Coda for doing us up really well on that one, and we're gonna be working with him on a couple of other ones.
It comes in other colors too, but I think getting it in the nice yellow Friday the 13th Counselor style is
very that's why I got it in this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It looks good too. It looks fucking good on that.
Yeah. I finally was able to go back and buy like a bunch of the stuff that we had released in the last few weeks and ended up spending $100 and something or whatever. And I got half my order today. So.
All right. Well, thanks for telling us you put that one up there, Dick.
Yep. It's there now.
All right.
I had to wait till the check cleared on the art.
All right. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
See how it is around here, folks?
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're all equal, though.
Yes, okay, Kiara.
You guys start paying some bills, then.
Oh.
Kiara says, oh, my God, I want that shirt now. And Luke says, okay, I'm sold on that shirt. Yes, good. Thank you, guys.
And it's nice to note that, you know, we went with the part two Jason. Part two Jason doesn't get the love that Hockey Mask Jason gets, and I think he did it fucking justice. You know, it looks really good.
Well, part two Jason also has a more significant shadow shape to him. I think. You know,
you would have had to get clever with the lighting coming through the mask somehow, the eyes through the holes and stuff to make that work. I get it. So yeah, that one
that would look goofy.
And fuck, that looks way cool. And.
We got Dave in the house.
Dave
says, "What up, broskies?
What up?
Glad you're not working too hard." S. Michael says, "Love the Blind Dead series. Templar zombies are creepy. The Nun stole its Gregorian soundtrack from them." Oh shit! Yep.
Yep. I'm definitely gonna pop those in and check those the fuck out again, man. It's like,
yeah.
This box hasn't been opened in 18, 19 years.
Right. Luke says, VHS is coming back with these groups. It's become an underground thing right now. Cassettes are coming back, too. I understand the VHS thing, but not the cassette tapes.
Now, here's something else that was starting to make a comeback with certain bands I saw, but they kind of killed it with it. Fucking 8-tracks.
Yeah.
Buy our new album on CD, digital, vinyl, cassette, and 8-track. I'm like, what the fuck?
You're just buying that fucker just to have it. You know, I mean, come on. I don't think that's wasting money if you're a struggling band. Yeah,
right. Where are you ever gonna play that? Like, how many working 8-track machines are still out there?
Occasionally, you come across them.
They'll get the shit made.
Secondhand stores will have them from time to time. Those little portable ones that used to come out, but it's rare. You know, and 8-tracks again.
Oh God, yeah, yeah.
Don't know.
That was bad. No, rock through the rest of these. Corey says, saw Boarding House on the big screen a few years back.
Wow. You, sir, are a trooper, man. Holy shit. That must have been fucking hilarious. Hopefully alcohol was involved and it was a, you know, raunchous crowd because that could be fun.
Yeah.
Because that movie fucking is brutal, man.
Luke says, part two is his favorite, Jason. Kiara says, I hope you guys add crop tops in the future. We've
consider
got a few options, but I don't know. There are. One.
It's coming your way. One? Everything you're going to want for maybe the female viewer will be coming your way. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Dave says, do I get a Canadian option? Well, of course you do, Dave. Dave, give me a couple of days. I didn't think about that right now, but now I have. So, all right. Let me do the sales.
Yeah.
And then we'll move on. Thank guys for watching Death Curse Society. Make sure to follow us on all of our social media, like the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. And then, of course, subscribe to us on YouTube. Hit that notification bell. Not that bell. This bell. Dead nuns, always the better way to go. Then make sure to visit our website at deathcursesociety.com. You can check out all of our past videos, look up some other information on us, connect to our social media, fan film database, short film database, and then you can join the society. This is where we do our Patreon knockoff kind of deal. We've got the camp counselor option, Crazy Ralph, and the final girls and guys. That, read over all the perks that you get with that. Let us know what you want, and we'll hook you up. Then head on over to the shop where you can get these shirts and others, all kinds of T-shirts, caps. This is always the slow part, isn't it?
Yep.
Caps and hats, face masks, mugs, accessories, and more. There's even a little bit of home decor in there now, which I'm just playing around with stuff. Yep. Check out our podcast. Right. Check out our podcast on Spotify, Anchor, and everything else. And if you don't subscribe to the Death Curse Society, burn in hell, but that's your burn in
hell. You won't. You know, it's funny. I was watching, I caught the Three Stooges movie they made back in 2012. You know, it's, as a Stooge fan, I was mildly amused by it, but there was a scene in there where a bell falls on her, and I went, this would totally fit. What the sales pitch fucking real. But hell, man, look at that website. None of your other horror websites have a site like this. Those jabronis, no one's putting the work in like we are. That's why we're doing it this way.
Nope.
We're doing it right.
Nope. And speaking of the new shirt, there's the artist right there, Coda.
Coda!
Same shirt looking phenomenal. That's right. Thank you, sir. We've already been talking your praises up a little bit. You missed it if you're just now joining us, but
rewatch the replay. You'll see.
Yeah.
Great job, dude.
Yeah. And your shirt, I'm going to be getting in the mail here real soon. I just hadn't had a chance to get it finished yet, but it's on the store now. So it's heading your way. Woo.
Woo.
What are we talking about tonight?
I don't know.
I've been burning the candle at both ends. I'm sorry. I'm fucking dead.
We got I don't have any.
I think it's
Oh yeah, that's it. We're doing dads because of Father's Day. Right, of course. Of course.
Oh boy. Yeah. So who Ziggy goes first this time?
That's like. Right, yeah. You motherfuckers!
Thunder stealing prick.
Thunder stealing prick. I am, and I will enjoy stealing the thunder. Although I did get to peep at Colonel's list a little bit. So, although we do share some of the same folks on our list, the order is completely different. In fact, we'll have a discussion later on why. A certain one is where it's at on your list. I had automatic issues with it.
Yeah, we will.
And dads. They like we said it before, the dads don't get enough respect or love. Look at just the turnout tonight is proof. No, everyone loves mom. Dad just doing what he's got to do.
So. Well, you always have. I mean, we even have a sound bite for if somebody talks about somebody's mother.
That's right.
Mother.
But if you mention somebody's father, what do we got?
Technically, he does use the word father.
That's for the fathers right now.
Technically, the word father is in that song, though, if we would have taken the time.
I guess you could snippet it out, yeah.
Well, is it in between the fucking beats of the hi-hat and bass drum like that one is?
Doubt it.
That'll be a challenge in its own. But I digress. It's time for my list. And here we go. You know, there was way more dads in horror than I thought there would be when I got down to it. And, you know, I took guys on and off of this all week long. And as we usually do, this one probably could change order based day to day, week to week. But for now, this is what I got. At number five, Ed Harley, Pumpkinhead, the man. You got to love a good revenge story like that, man. And Lance Hendrickson, I think he nailed it, and then he owned it too in the movie. So, fuck yeah, man. Pumpkinhead, he deserves to be on this list. So, thanks for that. Number four, this guy gets beat the fuck in this movie, but then he loses it and makes some bad decisions. Lewis Creed, Pet Sematary. I mean,
there it is.
That's the best one you've done in a long time. I'm sorry.
I like that one.
We love Lewis, but man, you know, number three. Oh. I'm not sure. I'm probably going to butcher his name here. I'm going to try though. Siak Wu, Train to Busan. I'll let Colonel butcher it later. Maybe he'll have the proper one. But this is the guy in horror movies. This is what everyone should aspire to be: the hero doing what you got to do. I mean, in the right way, and just. Mm-hmm. I like him, man, you know, and you generally feel bad for him when he gets his cards dealt to him in the end, but he deserves to be on any dad horror list, in my opinion, for all eternity.
This is one of those movies that snuck up on me because it was so emotional at times, you know. Well, there were some true emotions in it.
The fact that they deliver those emotions through a language barrier with ease is what makes that movie so fucking great, man.
Yeah. Powerful stuff, man.
Love it. You know, Peninsula, it's good too, but nowhere near as heavy as Train to Busan is.
Romero did it.
It's all right.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
We like the series. Keep them coming, man. Number two, this guy could have been number one for me. I went back and forth quite a bit, only because he was kind of away on business when the shit was hitting the fan. Steve Freeling from Poltergeist. He's on the list. He was so entertaining. I love Craig T. Nelson, man. He's always been a good guy. And this is every time I see him, I always go back to Poltergeist. That's my favorite role that he's ever done for me. Honorable mention. Yeah, Coach is cool. I did watch, I was into that show because of Craig T. Nelson. And, you know, they had Boomer from, he was ended up being in The Stand, the first version. Mm-hmm. M-O-O-N, that spells ridiculous. All right. Honorable mentions. Arthur Kritikos from 13 Ghosts. Tony Shalhoub.
Shalhoub.
Shalhoub. Yes, that's how Jewish names always fuck me up. But I got it. He, again, the guy that would, you know, ready to sacrifice himself for the better and survival of his kids and family. So, like him for that. Honorable mention number two, George Lutz. Amityville Horror.
We're just going to burn both of those and get them out of the way now.
Yeah, just in case we crash the show now. Even though I tested them this week, kept them real short, we reversed the images, so everything should be cool. It looks like the count is staying where it's at, so success. For now. That's all I got, though, yeah. So if we did it, that's the only two I had. So let me complete the list here. that's all I got to. Sorry, guys. Honorable mention number three. He has no name in the movie, per se, but it's Bill Paxton from Frailty. Just fucking... I would have loved to see him do more horror, man, because obviously he's a fucking chameleon. You know, he could do anything. And... just feel a little cheated that he couldn't get out there and do some more horror projects. But fuck, he's good in that one.
And he directed that one.
Yes. And of course.
The only movie he directed.
Only movie he directed. He probably would have been a full-time director by now, but, you know, just shit happens, man. Science fails you. Number one, and again, I went back and forth, and the list here was, you know, I had some guys that were dark, some were kind of on the light side, and some of them are batshit crazy, and that's absolutely true with this guy, Jack Torrance, The Shining, at number one. I mean, what? It's unforgettable. This guy, it's iconic, that the fucking hacking through the door, all the little, the slow unraveling into insanity, it's fucking brilliant. Jack Torrance, the number one dad, good or bad, fuck them all, he's the guy on this list. And that's all I got to say about that.
It's hard not to include him as number one on a dad's list in horror, at least.
Right.
So, yeah, not bad. All right. Luke says, I think I missed this. Yeah. I really don't know how to research the five best fathers in horror, so I'm just going to comment on our list. All right.
Fair enough.
James is here. He's got a, yeah, Henriksen. Yeah, always got to love the Henriksen. And then he mentions, can't forget Terry O'Quinn and The Stepfather.
You forgot him. No, I didn't. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something I just didn't like about it. And it's stupid. It's probably because he's such a great actor and delivered in this movie. So good. Like, it sold me like a wrestling fan. He's a heel. I despise him. So I don't know. When I calmed down to it, I looked at what I had, and who knows? Next week, he might have made it. I'm not even going to put him at number six. I'm just going to say he didn't make the list for me.
All right. S. Michael has his list ready. It says Dale Midkiff from Pet Sematary. Oh,
I see. He did the actor's name. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
John Saxon from Nightmare on Elm Street. And number three, Lance Henriksen from Pumpkinhead. Number two, Andrew Robinson, Hellraiser. Honorable mentions, Roy Scheider and Jaws, Terry O'Quinn and The Stepfather. There's your Terry O'Quinn. Tom Atkins and Creepshow. And number one, Craig T. Nelson in Poltergeist.
Nice. Dude, the Jaws, Roy Scheider, that's fucking huge. I can't believe I fucking missed that one, man. Fuck, I didn't even think about it like that. Excellent.
I thought about it, but...
Excellent.
We'll see.
Tom Atkins in Creepshow. What the hell's the matter with you? It can be bad. They can be bad.
S. Michael, I got a question for you. Where is Jack? I don't see Jack on your list.
Ooh.
So, just curious about that. Corey says, the dad from Troll 2 needs some love. You can't piss on hospitality.
See that? There's even more other ones that...
There's not... so many, man.
I don't know. I don't know. He's not on Colonels. He might be on your list. I doubt it, though. He's such a small bit role. But I had the dad from Near Dark in there for a little while. Because he's actually cured his fucking son of vampirism. You know, that's pretty fucking huge. But in the end, it's too small of a part to be included.
Two and none of that. Just a blood transfusion to cure yourself. Mm.
Yeah. Bad. And kills you first.
Oof. James says, trying to think if Dick Miller has ever played a father. That I'm not positive about. But that's a good question. Tyrone says, awesome list, Zag. Kiara says, oh. Here's her list. Steve Freeling from Poltergeist, the dad from Pet Sematary, Jack from The Shining, Lieutenant Thompson from Nightmare on Elm Street, and Josh from Insidious. There was another one that I considered briefly, but...
And Saxon, John Saxon, too. I mean, from Elm Street, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, again, such a... Just kind of there... Steve's bracket from Halloween's another one. You know, I mean, and I'll stop because I don't want to steal any more thunder if I have, but these are just the ones I went back and forth with, wrestled all week with these, you know, and those were just a few of the extras.
Couple others to consider. James says Jack Nance and Eraserhead. That was one that also crossed through my research, but I haven't seen that movie in so damn long.
No, Crank. Jack Nance is Eraserhead.
I got you. Yeah. I see. And he also mentions Thomas Jane in the midst. And there we go. S. Michael says, brain fart. I'd never do anything to hurt you. I like it. All right.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
Such an iconic role, man. I mean, wow. One more here. Tony Goldwyn from Luke says, Tony Goldwyn is the dad from The Last House on the Left remake. He's a total badass in that movie. They did really amp him up in that one.
Yeah, that's the cat that played the bad guy in Ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. It's another one. I did dig the, you know, a lot of people fucking, the purists hate the fucking remake, you know, but I do think it had some entertaining qualities to it, especially that end. If you haven't seen it, that is fucking, that's quite a payoff. You know,
yeah.
If it would have been more graphic, it would be a part of some top 10 lists of gore, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. All righty, Colonel. Can you prop open your eyelids long enough
to try.
Get through your list?
I don't want to hear it, goddammit. You guys know what the fuck I've been going through. It's just, it's fucking hitting me. I only got 2 weeks left, hopefully.
2 weeks, baby.
I was just fucking with you, man.
Don't fuck with us, tired person.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Monday Maniacs from Death Curse Society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
Everybody's on social media these days. Well, Death Curse Society is too. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, don't forget to look for us on YouTube. We drop videos on there all the damn time, and you don't want to miss it. It's good stuff. Death Curse Society. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Woo!
Hello, how's it going? I'm Rian Reese, and you are watching Death Curse Society.
Yeah, so I kind of follow the same rules. I went with Mothers and Horror, but also Be Honest.
Wait, and what?
You know, of Horror. You know, I tried to pick the ones I thought were actually pretty good moms. Signed with the ones I thought were pretty good dads.
Good dads.
And I just went off the top of my head. I didn't do a lot of research like these guys. And even not doing research, we all fucking think alike. So coming at number five, well, he didn't have a name. I found one. I did research this. So I had a name for him. Father Meeks from Frailty.
Yeah.
I can see why I got an honorable mention. And people are like, oh, he's one of the worst dads in horror. I'm like, nah, in my opinion, he wasn't. He's kind of teaching his kids how to pick up the family business. Like, this is what we got to do. We've been sent by God. I'm not crazy. He's fucking crazy. And actually, turns out he wasn't. God, such an underrated movie, man. I fucking loved it when it came out. Me and my buddies watched it all the fucking time. Like, this movie's the greatest thing ever, but I have not seen it since probably 2003.
I watched it again last night. I hadn't seen it in years.
But easily, that easy start to the list. Coming at number four, Lewis Creed from Pet Sematary. Good dad, doctor, well-respected. Can't watch his kid for shit. And then just it happens, but you just don't hope it happens to that extent. I'm still trying to figure out how he couldn't catch up with a fucking 2-year-old. But just a run of bad fucking luck.
Mm-hmm.
If it was, let me put it this way: if I offend anybody, I am not sorry. His luck is so bad. If it was raining pussy, he'd get hit with a dick by the end of that movie. Thank you. I'm getting it out now while I got energy before I fucking start shutting down again.
Okay.
Coming in at number three, Steve Freeling from Poltergeist. What more could this live out in the suburbs? You got a nice house, just freshly built. Oh, daddy, we want an indoor in-ground pool. Fuck it, let's get it made. You know what my in-ground pool was when I was a kid? Someone turning the water hose on and putting their thumb over the opening so it spray out and around. Like, that was our fucking in-ground pool. That was our water park, and we fucking loved it. We appreciated it. Just saying. This dude went above and beyond for his fucking family. Literally. Beyond being the key word. No?
Oh, wow.
Don't make me beg. Coming back to John's probably a pretty bad dad.
I'll just keep my finger on the button.
All right. I promise you, I'm gonna have nothing funny to say with this one because he is a fucking terrible father. Fucking terrible. But he's not a deadbeat dad. At least he's involved in his child's life. Even though I'm sure he didn't pay child support. Captain Spaulding from The Devil's Rejects. His daughter's just as fucked up as he is, or not even more. But like I said, he's there.
Yeah.
He is involved. Kudos to that. I just had to throw a curveball in for whatever fucking reason. I said, fuck it.
Rest in peace, Sid Haig.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now it's time for my honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. Now I went with the worst. Terrible dads. Fucking awful.
Oh, shit.
And nobody better start the list than Daddy from The People Under the Stairs. Holy shit. I didn't like to see that, I guess his daughter is following in the family footsteps. I've seen her on the new cover for American Horror Stories. Yeah, American Horror Story Stories or whatever. Out in the field. It's like, oh, I like that. She's in the bondage, too. That's awesome.
That's the absolute right button for that one. Thank you.
I don't care. It's just a fucking dick. Like, come on. Here's one I know I'm going to get a lot of hate from these guys. Not combine them. Jack Torrance and George Lutz. Here's why they're terrible fathers. One, George might have been okay. He's a pretty good dad. Jack, we don't know. All we know is he's a recovering alcoholic. That does not mean he was a bad dad. I'd like to think Jack, the worst thing he ever done was, you know, verbal abuse when he was fucking shit-faced. I like to think he didn't put his hands on anybody.
But no, he dislocated his shoulder.
Well, see, there you go. I don't even like The Shining like you guys. You guys know this. I find it boring as fuck. I've seen it like two times. Okay, he dislocated his shoulder. So he's a dick. Why is he number one on your list? He's not even a good dad. But they let Ghost drive them to fucking want to murder their fucking families. Mm-hmm. They're weak-minded. They're not good fathers. And the last good, terrible father for honorable mention. Oh,
God.
Just because this is a terrible fucking idea and one of the worst movies ever seen. Chucky from Seed of Chucky. Very fitting nowadays, the subject matter they cover. But he used to be just as bad now, if not worse now than he was 15 years ago when that fucking movie came out, whenever it was. What are you doing in there?
I'm counting to see how many movies you absolutely hate that are on this list.
There's a few.
I see three. Pet Sematary.
I think Pet Sematary, but I don't think it's as good as everybody says.
Okay.
The Shining. Boring.
Yeah. And Seed of Chucky.
I think we can all agree Seed of Chucky is pretty fucking shit. There's no debating that. I think that's okay. A unanimous decision on our part. I shouldn't be speaking for you guys, but pretty safe. That's a pretty safe bet.
Watched it once, never want to see it again.
Yep. On that one, you can speak for me.
Okay, so fair enough. And then coming in at number one, honestly, I think it's just me being a prisoner of the moment and being so fresh in my mind because this is the newest movie on the list. Siak, woo! Train to Busan. Starts off, he's not a very good dad. He's working all the time, never sees his kid. Sadly, I can kind of relate to that at this point. But when shit hits the fan, he steps up and does what he needs to do to care for his daughter. And he makes the ultimate sacrifice for her to survive. That's why, to me, number one, he's, again, prisoner of the moment, I will admit. That's why he's Siak, woo, forever be number one on my list.
Oh. There you go. All right. So you went the route of good fathers most of the way?
Yep. Bad fathers for honorable mentions.
That's okay. The most important. But except for Captain Spaulding.
I'll admit, that was the curveball. I just wanted to put something different that I knew neither one of you guys would have.
Okay.
Almost.
And then Ziggy went the route of, how did you do it? How did you classify yours?
I had no compass. I just went with the ones I remembered and reasons I remembered them.
Okay. I'm just curious. So, all right. Good list there, Colonel.
Thank you.
You got the audio clap, but
the audio clap.
Yeah, I think you deserve it. I'm not gonna be chintzy.
No.
Literally, I get to 95% the same list as Zags. So if I didn't get a golf clap, I would say, "What the fuck?" It's literally the same list.
It's the same makeup. I don't know what you mean. Nice and fresh when I read mine.
Before we move on to our list, let me mention, hey guys, thanks to our special or our final girls and guys. That's Chris Faze, Lorena, Christy Harthoy, Luke Knutson, Tyrone, and then our crazy Rouse are Angelo Mariano, Peter Anthony. By the way, Peter, if you're watching, I sent you a friend request through Facebook so I can get you into our private group. So make sure you accept that when you get a chance. And then our camp counselors. Yeah. Oh, you got him?
I got him. So, yeah. I mean,
then you invite him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's shit.
And then our camp counselors, S. Michael and Dave Smithson. Thank you guys for supporting the DCS. We do appreciate it. We love you guys for that.
That's right. We give back.
All
with
right.
This, with this quality entertainment.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Sorry.
All righty. Oh, boy. We might have to get into it here. James says, I wouldn't say that Steve from the 90s version of Body Snatchers is a great dad. Would you? Oh, the 90s version.
I'm trying to think of it's automatically everyone goes to Donald Sutherland. And
is that the one with Gabrielle Anwar in it?
I saw that one time, and I remember, I think I was in the movie with a bunch of jokers, and I wasn't really paying attention to it.
Yeah. All right, you get one. Tommy Click is in the house. Hey, guys, what's up?
Tommy? What up, Tommy?
All right. Coming your way. I considered a lot of outliers. The dad from Firestarter.
Good one.
Anthony Hopkins in The Wolfman. Yeah, the dad from Firestarter is actually not a bad one at all. The main one I kicked myself for forgetting, Gregory Peck in The Omen.
I marked him off my list because technically Damien wasn't his son.
Well,
Now you want to bring up technicalities. Okay.
Hey, I'm just giving my explanation why Gregory Peck from The Omen was not on my list, which he was considered.
Why didn't I think of him?
All right. Luke says, met Sid Haig, really, really nice guy. Yeah, we bumped into him mere months before he passed.
3 months.
Yeah. And nice, but you could tell it was close.
We may have the last show ID he ever did.
Possibly, yeah. Well, I think that was the last con he did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's even a week before you guys and then the
right.
Mm-hmm. Damn. James is excited that you put People Under the Stairs Daddy on there. He says, ah, yes, Everett McGill.
Well, wait a minute, man. I guess he was. No, those kids were all abducted and stuff. They weren't real kids.
That's right, he was a terrible father.
Why, you son of a bitch, you. Poking holes in your list, Colonel.
You can poke holes all you want. Gregory Peck and the Omen was actually a good fucking father. It just wasn't his, so it didn't count. This dude was a fucking terrible father. He made the list for honorable mentions because they were all terrible fucking fathers.
Okay. just saying.
Fall on the sword.
I have to go back to this guy because he actually brought up something that fits. Tommy says, Jesse's dad from Nightmare 2.
Was it Jesse's dad or was it his buddy's dad? Because the one that was, he was trying to, the door, when he, you know, came out of Jesse and killed his friend in there and dad couldn't get in.
That's his dad, yeah.
No, classic actor, but I can't think of his name right this second.
Yeah, he was in Vamp.
That's a good one.
That is a good pull, Tommy. Well done.
Kiara says, I enjoyed Seed of Chucky. It was funny to me. Luke says, uh-oh, I used to agree with the Colonel about The Shining. I used to think it was super boring, but one night I watched it again and I got it. Still not my favorite movie, but I see the effectiveness of it. Oh, see, so what you're saying is that Colonel doesn't get it. I get it.
It's fucking boring.
I'm not saying you said that, Luke. That's a kind of a side story with us.
Colonel, don't do that to the fans. What are you doing, man?
I got in trouble for doing it to the fans, so I stopped.
Oh my God.
You assholes. I told everybody to fuck off one night. He goes, oh, don't do that. I'm just joking. They know this.
No, we love it when other horror channels are reviewing movies and they're just like, no, a lot of the horror fans just aren't going to get the, you know, yeah, we love that shit. So I'll leave it at that.
Right. That's right. Sometimes there's more than one way to tell a story, I guess, too, right? Hey. Hey.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Tyrone says, very interesting list, Colonel. Nice job putting that together.
Took 10 minutes. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Corey says, staring at Zig's awesome Mariano painting for the City of the Living Dead. Got to recall the dad who drills away for his daughter.
Oh, wow. God, what's his name? He's Mr. something. They don't call him by his first name. He's one of the cats in the bar, though, at the beginning of the movie. And because they talk about Bob being a pervert. And he's like, if I ever get my hands on him, and well, he does. Man, that's a good one though. See, I didn't even go that deep with it, you know, because again, he wasn't. And that girl was, she baited him too. He was just in there trying to sleep without some fucking demons all swarming all around him, getting some shut eye. Girl comes in and says, smoke a joint with me. Of course. Who's going to say no to that?
That seems a little suspicious. No, I think it's funny that Zombie 3 can make your list in 1988 movies.
Yeah.
But you totally forgot this guy on your list. I'm going to disappoint you. I forgot.
Again, well, that I could use the same argument with the Near Dark Dad. Just too small a role, you know, too small of a, you know, although huge impact on what that movie is at that scene. It's fucked up because you never get to go back and revisit that and see there's no ever callback to that. You know, it seems like there could have been. Like he's done lost it. Maybe he'd start killing anybody in his way, you know? I don't know.
Clue Gulager is the guy's name. From Nightmare 2. Jesse's dad.
You say Clue?
Clue Gulager. Yeah. Surprisingly, I believe, don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure actually he's from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma! Oh! Oh, my ass meat!
Which is also my safe word for the female gimp from the American Horror Stories poster.
You like her, don't you?
Fuck yes.
Man, that dog really fucking gets a shake, too, when he grabs on. He says, "Hur! Hur!"
Alright. Chris says, Commander Kane from Alien. I technically call that being a father. Not sure if he was a father already before the xenomorph burst from his stomach, but that's what makes him a father to me. Good pull.
Interesting wrinkle.
Yeah. And James says, yes. Oh, go ahead.
Or you could have put him on the Mother's Day list as well. That goes both ways.
Now, next year, are we going to have to change this to birthing people? No.
Maybe.
If you do,
no.
Then I'll be sitting out that show.
No, we will not. James says, yes, it was Gabrielle Anwar in the 90s Body Snatchers. Luke says, how about the dad from The Mist? Somebody brought that up, but he says, yeah. Just kidding.
He made someone's list.
Yeah. Seth is in the house. What up, Seth? Dr. Chalice from Halloween 3. Oh man. There you go.
God damn it. Another good pull, man. Anytime you can get Tom Atkins on the list, you should.
Yep. Got to mention this one. Patricia, best of thoughts to you. Not sure what's going on exactly, but we'll check on you here in a couple days and Hope everything's going all right. She says, watching you guys in the ER, still in the hospital.
No, Patricia. Yep. I got you covered right here. Watch this and you'll be cured. All right, you'll be dismissed tomorrow. Just ride out the night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, but you might just send Kiara in.
I hope Kiara might be on the way.
That's how that works. Yeah. Wow. God.
Hey, man, I'm here to help. I'm here to fucking help.
Wow. Okay. S. Michael says, don't know if TV show count. They might. But David Gale played the father of the creature in the Inside the Closet episode of Tales from the Dark Side. And, of course, Herman Munster, Gomez Adams, and Leland Palmer are all memorable TV horror dads. Yeah. There you go.
I considered Herman Munster a lot because I just didn't put TV on the list. I stuck with movies.
Yeah, you could do
TV. I thought about it, though.
I stuck with movies, but...
Well,
I'm gonna say TV shows don't count. I just literally stuck in movies, but I did think of Herman, but I'm like, no. Yeah.
Try to get, I don't know. I usually will walk away or just give the nod to something that's a little more serious over, like, I do love the Munsters. I love the Addams Family, but you know what I mean. That's just how I kind of do it.
You could have done Raul Julia as the dad in the Addams Family movies.
True. He was real good.
Yep, Kiara's pissed at you. She says, damn you, Ziggy, I looked up as soon as you did that.
See, it's you guys got some kind of connection, and that's beyond me, man. You need to work that shit out yourself. I don't know.
That's crazy.
One list left to go.
I'm out of drink. Give me a second. Drink. Stall for me.
So, okay. Nope, he's back. Now he's gone.
No, I'm just... Pouring still. Stall for me.
I don't have any idea where we are on the... Nope, we're caught on comments.
No, we're caught up on everything.
It's good. I don't have any more video bits.
You guys are terrible at stalling.
Terrible at stalling here, man. You know, usually there's something you can talk about. Hey!
Just wasn't quiet. I just... you got back here.
Never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back!
The Death Curse Society has just become an associate producer on the film.
Yes.
Bravo. Bravo. Death Curse Society, guys, is so awesome. I met the guys, all three of the guys, at Indianapolis last year for Horror Hack. And I met those dudes, and I got to tell you, like, I hung out with them. We took pictures. I signed some stuff. They gave me a T-shirt. It was awesome. They are awesome, guys. So super cool. I am so glad to have them on board this campaign and also on board the film. And now they are going to be IMDb credited as producers on this movie.
Thanks for tuning in to the official Death Curse Society podcast, gang. Did you know we also have a website? Well, goddammit, we do. DeathCurseSociety.com. Get over there. Check it out. Look at all the stuff we've got. We've got all our YouTube episodes on there. We've got a membership program. We've got our store. You can buy some cool-ass shit. So get over there, DeathCurseSociety.com, and check it out. Woo!
Good Lord. All right. Time for mine, I guess.
Know it.
All right. I can scroll past those because those won't be needed. Those won't be needed, I don't think. Yeah. So, like Ziggy, I think, kind of did, I went with just memorable dad roles. They could be good dads. They could be bad dads. I think most of mine were... it's pretty evenly split, honestly. And there's a couple that are bad dads, but kind of are good dads, too, in a weird kind of way. I'll explain as we move on. But number five for me, somebody brought it up. I can't remember which one it was. But yes, Jerry from The Stepfather. Holy shit. This performance is just... It's just one of those that you should see. Movie's a little dated. Yes. But... And that's another thing that I wanted to include in my list was, like, memorable performances. Those performances that just kind of, you know, took acting and horror up a notch. And Terry O'Quinn in this is absolutely one of those. I had never seen these, I don't think. Or if I had seen it, I had seen it years ago. And I ended up binge-watching all three of these movies in pretty much one sitting a week or two ago. And yeah, the other two suck, don't get me wrong, but the first one's still pretty damn good. I was shocked by how much I enjoyed it. Number four for me, one of the newer characters to make any of these lists, I think, but Lee Abbott from A Quiet Place. You guys have all both included a couple of dads that, you know, make the ultimate sacrifice at the end to save their kid. He does the same thing. And it is more impactful with the fact that, I think at least, that they don't say much during the movie the entire time until that last moment when he just lets out that ungodly wail and knows what's about to happen, but it's for the greater good. Another somewhat recent dad, not on the good side, though. This guy, complete opposite end of the spectrum. Dean Armitage from Get Out. I ended up watching three dad movies last night. Oh, Colonel, letting out the big sneeze on that one. Jesus. I was expecting, like, the cheeks to go out. Like the old cartoons, that would have been
almost.
But this was one I watched last night. I watched Frailty last night. I couldn't sleep last night, basically. And Bradley Whitford's performance in this is so spot on. And it's so, like, it starts somewhat friendly, but still a little uncomfortable. And then it just, like, every scene he's in, just the notch gets right. It's like tightening that belt. And then at the end, you're just like, I can't breathe because my belt is so fucking tight. And he's just notched up that performance so hardcore there at the end. That auction scene, he doesn't even say anything, but he's just like, it just gives me chills, just him. Anyway, go ahead, Colonel.
I said, to be fair, we should have known what kind of person he was. I mean, he did try to take the Madison Hotels away from Billy.
I love this actor. And I love him in comedies, too. But I will say my favorite comedic role he ever did was in a very short-lived TV show called Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, which 30 Rock ripped off. And for some reason, because the humor was dumber in 30 Rock, that got more popular than Studio 60, in my opinion. But I love that show. I love it. Oh, my God, that show worked so well. And he is Matthew Perry's creative cohort in that, and they play off each other like a 2000s version of Abbott and Costello. I mean, it's glorious.
Purple Goth in the house. Hello.
Whoa, Purple Goth. Anyway, Dean Armitage, number three on my list. Number two. Hold on, I got to look at who's. I'm pretty sure I know whose comment it was, but yeah, S. Michael. You thunder-stealing prick, you. Now, this character wasn't a movie, but most of his storyline was more wrapped up in the TV series. And you guys already know. It's Leland Palmer from Twin Peaks. All right. So I can't really get too much. Yeah, shake your head all you want, you goddamn colonel.
Your credibility is fucking gone at this point.
Why? Why? Why?
Because you look for any excuse to put in Twin Peaks. I could have put in the dad from the Monster Squad, and I didn't even do it.
He's in the fucking movie. He's in the fucking movie. Am I wrong? Is he in the fucking movie? Oh, wait.
You're probably never watched it, have you? If you ever made a movie, an adult movie, it'd be a Bukkake movie with Twin Peaks and Stephen King all over your face.
No, somebody's already doing that. There's another one. It's called Queen of Hearts. It's coming out later this year. If you haven't seen it.
Fuck's sake.
Hey, best show ever on television. That's all I'm saying. And I think a couple of the viewers might have my back on this a little bit.
We're just
kidding. I know. Leland Palmer is one of those that, like I mentioned, was a good dad, but could also be a bad dad. And Ray Wise's performance in this is fucking fantastic, over the top. That scene is that is in that photo is one of the pinnacle, like, creepiest, scariest moments in television history. And then, hey, what up, Luke?
Luke in the house. Welcome.
Yeah. I saw him going to work. You should still be at work. I went to eat at his restaurant earlier today. But, yeah, you guys know I love Twin Peaks, but yes, I'm going to find a reason to put it on the list if I can. And Leland Palmer is badass in this role. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. Honorable mentions. Yeah, quickly, because... maybe not. Lewis Creed from Pet Sematary, of course. Still one of the most heartbreaking scenes in horror. Is that one.
Dude, the way that little fucking shit flips down the road, I lose it every time. I'm sorry.
And then that's part of the heartbreaking part of it, man.
Gage fucking gets that shot. He's like, not fair. And he trips, and he gets nervous, hits his head on the wall like, ding.
I do love that. I use that in the ID we got from him, too. I use that little bump. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, but when the logo comes in, it looks like the logo is the thing that knocks him over and he hits the wall.
You have to watch it again. Sorry.
You have to check it out. It's funny shit. But Lewis Creed from Pet Sematary, you guys have already said everything about it that needs to be said. Again, here's another dad that went from not really the best dad, but he was trying to do well. Actually, I guess really a way in his storyline, he was a great dad. But then turned into like a not so paying attention kind of dad, kind of absent, kind of distant. But then in the end, his storyline recorrected everything. And Lieutenant Donald Thompson from The Nightmare on Elm Street 1 and 3 burns Freddy to death to save his kid and multiple other kids from the Springfield area. Then becomes a lieutenant and... gets divorced from his wife, which that bitch, he needed to leave anyway. Got a little distant between him and his daughter. Didn't believe her when she was trying to tell him what was going on. And then part three, he comes back. He's fucking bottomed out. Had 18 shots of whiskey and just can't stand up straight. Can't do anything. But then in the end, he redeems himself and... helps out. Beautiful, you know, it's weird but beautiful kind of story if you really look into it. And that's one of the things Wes Craven was good at back in the day. Dark but beautiful. One of the other movies I watched last night kind of snuck into my list, and I did not necessarily expect it, but it worked for me. And it worked back in the day, too. But John Collingwood from Last House on the Left, this guy figures out that the people that he's just so nicely letting strangers come into his house and spend the night for some fucking reason, A, don't do that. But then he figures out, oh, they must have raped and killed my daughter, that he decides to plant. Again, Wes Craven has something that he loves about booby traps, and I haven't quite figured it all out, but... Last House on the Left, booby traps. The Hills Have Eyes, booby traps. Obviously, Nightmare on Elm Street, booby traps. What? Am I missing any? Are there more? Probably. But the end of this movie is just so weird, but it works. So, and of course, my number one, I almost did not put this at number one, but I felt it had to because it's just an iconic role. Jack Torrance, The Shining. So there you go. My top five. Dads in horror.
I have totally agree with the Jack Torrance.
But yeah, I had to sneak Twin Peaks in there.
Yeah, well.
Because it's a memorable fucking role, man.
That's a big fucking surprise. Hey, Seth's got his list. Here it is. Let's see. He's got number five, Lance Henriksen as Ed Harley in Pumpkinhead. Mm-hmm. Oh, number four, Mr. in Stakeland, father figure. Number three and number two is Lewis Creed in Pet Sematary. Did you forget one? And number one, he's got John Talbot from Claude Rains in The Wolfman. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. I mean, you owe us one more.
Yeah, you owe us a three.
Or a two.
Or maybe a two. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or maybe the three is the Invisible Man.
Or Syndicate, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out when you get the chance. Not on the jabroni list like the other previous four shows mentioned. They're all right.
No. They're cool. Hutch is in the house. Rum and Coke? Not yet, but I'll see you Wednesday.
Lord.
Yep. James, I got you. I got you covered, man. Dean and Get Out. S. Michael says, Troll 2, what are you going to do to me, Daddy? I'm tightening my belt by one notch so I don't feel hunger pains. Oof. Ouch. Yeah. James says, I have Stepfather 2 and 3 recorded since Comet TV was airing them yesterday, so I check them out.
Well.
Yeah.
Two, yes. Three?
Two is okay. Three was made for TV with Priscilla Barnes from Three's Company after she ill-advisedly got plastic surgery way too young. And yikes. And, man, you talk about terrible kid acting. You hate that kid from Maximum Overdrive. The kid in part three of The Stepfather is as bad or worse. You already mentioned Purple Goth being here. Mm-hmm. John Hutch says, yes, because of Studio 60, I'm pretty sure. Because
or
of Aaron Rum Sorkin.
And
hmm?
Or Rum and Coke.
Yeah, he may be on Rum and Coke, too, because he misspelled Aaron and Sorkin. But that's all right. I'll give him shit about that later. But, yes, Studio 60 was created by Aaron Sorkin based on, like, a behind-the-scenes Saturday Night Live kind of thing, just like 30 Rock was, kind of, but, yeah. Purple Goss says, Twin Peaks is rocking. See? Told you. Tyrone says, yes, Crank, he was awesome in The Peaks.
Peaks.
Hutch is liking your Monster Squad reference, so he's got to bring up the Wolfman's got nards.
Well, he had to wear pants, and he wouldn't see his wolf dork.
Luke Knutson says, rumor Halloween Kills trailer next week.
Where I haven't heard hearing, that yet. Yeah, we have not heard this yet.
I've seen
so many of the multiple feeds we have.
I've seen so many fake
Halloween
Kills trailers.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
But I haven't seen them. I've seen links. I'm like, bullshit.
We're keeping an eye out, man. Don't worry. We'll get you the real one as soon as it's up. Probably be out
sometime
here.
Sometime next week.
Yeah. If that's it.
James says, Ray Wise is great in Dead End as well. Not recalling that one right now. I'll have to look that one up.
But Aloha, Mr. Hand.
Oh,
Fast Times. Isn't that Ray Wise? That's not the same guy? Yeah, it is. Isn't it? Oh, no. You know what? Never mind. No. It's not.
No. Luke Whitman says he worked a double at the restaurant today and then asked, how was that salad? It was a salad. I was more into the burger was on point, though.
Something tells me he farted in it.
Did you fart in my salad, Luke? God damn it. S. Michael says, no Elias Voorhees?
No.
No.
A, Ray because Ray Walson doesn't really appear.
Yeah, you're thinking of Ray Walson. A, Elias doesn't really officially make an appearance in any of the actual movies. But
the vengeance thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, no.
I know, but he's been written about in other comics and some novels and stuff like that. But he hasn't really crossed into the main legend of Friday the 13th yet.
Right.
It could happen.
I mean,
lawsuit ever gets settled. We'll see.
Yeah, no shit. You'd have a better chance of me including like Alice Cooper from the Nightmare series than any kind of iteration of Elias Voorhees. But
Cooper was pretty good.
They fit. It fit really well. Wait a minute.
Better than Prince of Darkness, though.
Oh, here we go. Here's his number three. Kyle Reese in The Terminator. That was Seth's number three, I guess.
Ah. Yeah, there you go. Dad.
That works.
Pre-dad. And then post-dad, too. It's also post-dad by the end of the movie, right?
I love you, son. I love you, Dad. Now go back in the past and bang Mom again and stop this from happening.
Holy shit. That must
some,
have been.
Yeah, there's some weird shit going on there.
James Cameron, what the hell's the matter with you?
Luke Whitman says Jeffrey Dean Morgan is Clyde in the 2018 Possession.
He's good in everything, though.
He is. Kind of stale in The Unholy recently, and I'm pretty sure Luke will back me up on that because. I remember when he came out of the theater, I think he sent me like a list of like 18 messages like, oh my God, this is the worst. It's over. And this movie sucked. I wasted $50 on this movie. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep, here it comes. Not his last movie. Sucked ass.
Probably my favorite horror dad in 2018's Possession. All right. Purple God says, I love the dad in Hereditary. He's fantastic. That was... close. Again, love that actor. But Faye says, great list, fellas. S. Michael says, great list, fellas. Hutch says, haha, eat a dick. All right. That one's for you, Hutch. Thank you.
His name is a dick salad.
Good God. Luke said, oh, you already said that. And he says, oh, I thought you got an explosion salad. No, that wasn't me. I got just a house salad, some nachos, and a burger. One of the double burgers.
So. S. Michael, what are you trying to do, man? Is that what you were laughing at, Crank?
I'm not. I haven't gotten that far yet, but now I think I see it. Dead End is the car horror film with a family. Fantastic film also. I'll look it up. I'll check it out. Jumped on me. Colonel, or Chris says, I am not on Colonel's side regarding The Shining. That's one of my favorite books, but all opinions are accepted. Well, are they?
Well, nobody's book to the Kubrick Shining movie, though.
No.
Nobody's wrong unless you're talking about Twin Peaks. What? What'd I say?
Purple Goth says the dad from Thinner was cool.
The gypsy dad?
No, well, yeah, I think you mean the dad that was that
I mean,
was
that guy that shrank down with the one of the worst makeup
terrible prosthetics
in the history of filmmaking.
Did you see the lines of latex on
that was bad.
Cheeks?
That was bad.
Anything worse might have been the depiction of Medellin from the Entourage series. And the Pablo Escobar makeup job they did on, the star in that one, in Entourage. So, yeah, the makeup just as bad in that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Thinner.
All right. I'm not doing that one, but
don't
Luke
do
says,
it.
Yes, not Jeffrey Dean Morgan's last movie. It sucked ass. That's right.
The Unholy sucked ass. Maybe the movie sucked ass. His performance wasn't. You know, the reason why it sucked.
Yeah. But just
movie was weak. That's all. Yeah. Weak premise. Weak movie.
Weak
great premise. Weak execution, as we like to say.
Yeah. Ninja Burger from James. No, just a double cheeseburger. That's all. I'm not even sure what Ninja Burger really means. Is that something the cool kids like to say?
Ninja Burger.
And Purple God is saying no. LOL.
I'm assuming that's about my Twin Peaks comments, but that's all right.
Probably.
The dad and basket case.
S. Michael says the dad and basket case. There you go. That's up your alley.
I don't recall. It has been quite a while since I've seen Basket Case, but man, it has not stuck with me, his dad being involved in it. I remember it was Bilal was his brother. Half that he had removed. I don't know. Now I got to watch it.
Looked better than the guy from Thinner.
Yeah. The claymation in Basket Case is better quality than the makeup in Thinner.
Yeah. Hell, the giant fly in Phantasm looks better than the makeup in Thinner.
Shit, that's fucking... That's calling them out there. Damn, dude. That was fucking cruel almost.
I'm binging the Phantasm movies right now, too.
Okay, he mentioned it, but do they ever show them? He says here. That's my book. He forced them to get separated. I remember them talking about it, but did they actually have clips of him in there, or is it just clips? Maybe it is just clips. I really don't remember him being in there.
That's how they got revenge.
Yeah, they got revenge.
I imagine they did. I remember they took out the surgeon that did the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that I'm putting it all together again, it is coming back to me. But I'm still going to watch it again. Got it right over there.
And
he's in the flashbacks in part two for sure. Okay.
Corey just said that. And then that just watch the second Basket Case. Actually prefer it way more than the original.
Second one. There was a whole bunch. Like Basket Case came out, and then Basket Case 2. There was another one called The Boogeyman. And The Boogeyman 2, which were pretty fucking good. A lot of people disagree with that statement. I haven't seen The Boogeyman in quite a long time. I want to watch it again just to see if it was just me being young is why I liked it back then. But I do remember it being effective in some way, but I cannot put my finger on why. But I'm going to look into this and get it up. You know, definitely Basket Case is a cult movie now. But I mean, shit, dude, at that time, that was fucking right next to Jason, right next to Halloween. You know, it was right there at the horror fucking section, dude. High renter.
Yeah. And Corey agrees. He says, Boogeyman with the mirrors? Music is incredible.
Boogerman.
Yeah, I almost said that.
The posters, it just showed like a brick wall with a window in it and a girl staring out. And that, fuck, man. Now I got to find that one. I got to get that one.
Yeah. S. Michael says, I like Stephen King's dad in Creepshow in the mirror. Jordy Verrill, you lunkhead. That's a good one. I'm kind of surprised one of you guys didn't have the Creepshow dad himself, too. You know?
Tom Atkins?
Where's my cape? No, where's my cape?
Oh, yeah. Well, every fucking meme I saw yesterday, Father's Day, had Jack Torrance, the zombie from Creepshow, or there was one other one that was third.
I'm disappointed in myself. Every year since 2009, I've always watched Creepshow on Father's Day, mainly for that story. And my oldest has been joining me. She loves the Creepshow movie.
Mm-hmm.
This year we watched Luca on Disney Plus.
Ooh.
And I did not watch Creepshow. I was a little disappointed in myself. Did not realize it until like 9 o'clock when I was going to bed. Like, fuck.
Too late.
It was too late. I wasn't even getting sleep. So I popped in, showed some support for Crank, then went to bed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did the same thing.
Yeah, I remember your support, Colonel. Thank you.
I Tom popped
says,
in.
Alice's dad from Nightmare 4 and 5. Yes. Yeah, he was kind of a dick. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I popped into Crank's stream last night and I said,
pretty much.
And then I left because I hadn't seen the episode yet. But I will be joining him for future episodes of the Slash Reports on Fear. So we, at least we can play tennis back and forth. What?
It's called, the show's called Evil, dude.
It's Fear.
No, it's Evil.
It's Evil.
I know, it's Evil.
Okay.
Yes, I'll be there too, man.
Oh,
can't
God,
wait.
Damn it.
Yeah,
you can tell my excitement is overwhelming for this actual project, as you can tell.
Yeah, I can really tell. That's great that you get the fucking title wrong. You should be a lot of help.
It'll be like, here we are. We're going to talk about anxiety. What is it?
I don't know. I'm going to hop on one day and be like, Luke Cage whooped the devil's ass in Harlem. He said he's going to see him in Hell's Kitchen, and the Daredevil popped up and said, whoa, this is my territory. People are like, what the fuck are you talking about, Colonel? But I don't know.
And he had a golden fiddle.
And the Colonel, Colonel will disappear. Hutch says, I still haven't watched a new episode of Evil. That's my next watch. Get it going, man. Every Sunday they drop new episodes. Yeah, and like Ziggy said, we're doing Slash Reports on the new Paramount Plus series, Evil.
Fear.
Last night was just me. Shut the fuck up. And but it was still fun. Talked about it with you guys a little bit, and we got some theories going of what's happening in this season, so we'll see. We'll see who's right.
The Slash Reports are spoiler heavy. They're drenched. So if you don't want to know what's going on, see it first before you jump in there, because it will fucking ruin it for you, because everything is talked about and dissected. So that's the point.
So I'm going to change subjects briefly.
Uh-huh.
I got my ticket for Oklahoma City Horror Con July 24th and 25th coming up here in just over a month. And I cannot wait for that, man. What's the deal? Are you coming down or not? Last minute decision making motherfucker. Well, let's go. Let's do this.
I have a thing happening right now. My buddy in Florida is trying to work it out where he can meet me in Pennsylvania at the beginning of July. If I do that, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And if I will find out this week if he's not going to come up, because he's coming to Michigan in August anyway for something else. But then I will come to Oklahoma for that one. So either way, I'm coming to one of them. So, but I'll know this week where I'm going. Where will Zigzag be? This
where
coast
in the world is Zigzag. Yep, but and that's the first. That's the first con I'm getting to. You might get to the Pennsylvania one. It sounds like.
Yeah.
But then all of us, September 10th through the 12th at Horror Hound in Cincinnati. Ziggy
hometown,
finally
baby.
Gets to try. Right, Ziggy finally gets to eat some chili.
I've been to Cincinnati twice already.
Yeah,
I still haven't eaten the chili. Nope. I got to work, listen, I'm not going to go out there and fill my gullet with a bunch of shit that is going to process. And in that, the way that Sharonville Convention Hall is shoulder to shoulder as it is, you're going to want to have a buffer between my ass and anybody else if I eat that stuff. So,
dude, it might clear some path and I won't have my fucking anxiety kicking when I look at you guys like, I'm going to step outside for like 10 minutes. And I just go get some fresh air and come back in.
It was all right. We got done what we needed to get done. But, man, this time, with all three of us there, running rampant throughout this convention with no booth to anchor us down and restrain us, who knows what the fuck's going to happen, man. I've got some ideas.
Now, remember, you may have some ideas. I got some ideas, too.
Oh, babe.
Oh,
it's going to be fun.
I remember last time Colonel got an idea. I didn't like it at all once I finally saw it 2 years later.
Oh, the Mary Fuck Kill.
No. This is way more entertaining than that for us personally. Maybe not for the people watching the show because they won't be there. I was going to say $45 a piece.
Oh yeah.
I know. We got to see what's going on at the con before we decide to go or not.
Right.
Whatever. I'm in.
Just I'm there. I'll spoil it. He's talking about the Bengals game on the Sunday because it's an afternoon Bengals game. And I'll admit it. I've never been to an NFL game. I'd love to go to a real stadium. Well, as close to a real stadium as I can get with the Bengals. I'm fucking with you, Carl. I'm just fucking with you. No, it's the same if you said, hey, like your half-size like college stadium that you have for the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball team. I'd be in full agreement.
Yeah, man.
What cons are you guys planning on going to out there? Hutch says that's why he dropped out of the evil conversation last night. Purple Goth says, ooh, the dad from Critters was a cool Bloody Farm guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
S. Michael says, gotta run, gentlemen. Always enjoy the show. Keep up the great work. Colonel's crypt is getting a little dusty. Just saying.
Man, I talk about plus hours a week for a year straight. Like,
it takes time for brilliance, man. It takes time.
You can't rush perfection.
Calling you out.
That's 10 years between Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead. All right,
Colonel, is the new crypt going to be ready this week?
No,
not at all. I have been doing pre-research into it, trying to. I got an idea. I've been watching interviews from a certain horror screen queen, a certain horror actress, and I'm trying to think how I can make it funny and what angle I'm thinking about.
God.
I think about going like a Phil Donahue thing. You guys might see the Colonel in a dress shirt and a fucking tie. I got ideas for it. I'm working on it. It's just taking.
It's coming. I'm
getting the free time to do it. It's a lot of work to do a Colonel script. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm heading into my vacation time. I got the whole month of July off, so I expect some things to get accomplished in this month. Frank and I to get back to writing on a certain thing we were working on. And
me designing the other thing that I
the other thing, yes, on. yes. We'll be able to do everything. I got all day every day for a whole month, so we'll be able to knock all that shit out. But in the meantime,
Luke says I might have to go to that one. Which one are you talking about, Luke?
Oh, the Bengals
against the
Vikings will be in town.
The who?
The what? Vikings? Is it the Vikings and if it is Cincinnati, let us know. Yeah.
I wouldn't go to Cincinnati for a Bengals game.
Corey says Death Curse Society, film screenings with commentary in between and before after. Solid idea. We've talked about it.
We've done a couple. And we had one that didn't make it.
You know what's funny? It got put back on recently.
Really?
Yeah, they lifted
funny the because, thing. Man, they will slap us with all kinds of restrictions and, oh, no, you can't do that. And then shortly thereafter, after everything's crashed and ruined, they pull the restriction and it's back up. That drives us fucking nuts over here.
Or in this case, almost 2 years later.
Yeah, 2 years later. The fuck? The fuck are you guys doing over there?
Kiara says, it sucks. The closest you'll be to me is Cincinnati, and I can't travel. Well, I mean, eventually we'll be spreading out more closer to the East Coast and everything.
Yeah, she's in New York, right?
Yeah, I think she's in New York State. Buffalo, maybe?
There's a Killer Con in fucking Jersey.
We're coming to that Jersey Con. It's just, we're waiting for that right lineup.
Right.
And we're going to, one of us is going to get there, or all of us are going to get there for that one.
Yeah, we'll be there somehow.
We got to.
Yeah. And Luke says he's going to Crypticon Minneapolis. Kiara says she's going to a con in July, but it isn't horror. Uh-oh.
Well, sometimes they got to...
It's a furry, isn't it? It's the furry con, isn't it?
Damn, I was going to say the Comic-Con, you weirdo.
Like I said, some of them have everything. They have comics, they have action stuff and pop culture, and a little bit of horror mixed in, kind of like Astronomicon here in Michigan. But, you know, very little horror, just a little bit. It's not even a third, just a small piece.
The Purple Goss says the football is in full swing in the UK, but with COVID-19, the St. James football stadium is still closed. But in the EU, we're doing football games, four games a day.
She means very soccer, good. Too, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah. No, well, she means football. She means football.
Well, yes. I'm talking to our American layman who might not know that football in everywhere else except America is called, you know, football. Or here it's, right, soccer.
I got your back, Goth.
I think the United Kingdom said, hey, guys, check out this game. It's called soccer. We're like, whoa, they're like, oh, fucking
idiot. It is.
This is one about the business.
She says also, I live only 10 minutes from that football place, and that's all we have for now, apart from a film fest in the local park.
Oh, yeah.
Then Luke says, yes, the one in Cincinnati. Dude, if you show up to that one, come on. Let us know.
Yeah, man.
We'll meet up. We'll have a beer.
Something. We'll rip it up, man.
And Kiara says, yes, Buffalo. But she says it's just the Buffalo Comic Con, so a bit of everything. No furries. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there will be furries. That sounds like a terrible movie parody right there. There will be furries.
Well, have fun at Crypticon. Who was that, Luke?
The Furies. Wasn't furries, but the Furies, close enough.
What are you asking?
I was asking. I asked if Luke, he was going to Crypticon Minneapolis. He said,
"Yeah." Mm-hmm.
Sounds like they're getting a good lineup shaped up over there. And you know, hey, Crypticon puts on a great con. Mm-hmm. Hope to return there someday.
We heard about this last week.
Yes, that's all I got to say about that this week.
Mm-hmm.
Crank something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else? Yeah. Anything else to add for the night?
There's one more thing. It's stupid, but we're talking football, American football. Tommy said Bengals cheerleaders are the greatest. Even as a Bengals fan, I'd say the Cowgirls. But here's a joke for you guys. Why don't the Steelers have cheerleaders? Because they couldn't find 11 girls in Pittsburgh with all their teeth.
I got you covered, Colonel. Wow. And you know what? No.
No, that was funny. Don't make a no, no boo, because Crank is disgust. That's fine.
We're sorry, Patricia.
That's a rivalry.
I ain't making fun of her.
Hey, and Purple Goth, isn't the NFL was sending like six games a year across the pond to play in different stadiums around there? Because my fucking Lions had to go like 3 years in a row watching a football game at 9 o'clock in the morning here.
Dude, that was awesome when the Bengals did it, because that freed up my entire Sunday.
Yeah, it's over by fucking 1 o'clock, man. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. See? Purple Goth even says it. Bad jokes time.
Yes.
Luke says, they say that about Green Bay cheerleaders, too. I'm sure that's a regional thing.
The Lions, they never had cheerleaders up until about maybe 3-4 years ago. They would bring in the local high school marching bands and, like, baton twirlers and shit like that. Mm-hmm. We were the only fucking team in the league doing this. And then once our owner keeled and the new regime stepped in, first thing they did was hire every, you know, same thing, a kind of a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader clones. And fuck, almost the same colors, really. But it's a nice change.
Seth is talking about his comment earlier where he missed number three, Kyle Reese from The Terminator. He says, dude had such a strong admiration of his future son that he volunteered to go back in time to fuck his mom. Solid family unit.
That is deep. Like I was saying, that conversation between the conversation between John and Reese before he goes back.
Yeah.
Lie on the wall, baby.
Such an Oedipus complex going on with that movie that you don't really even realize until you're partway through it and you're like, oh, shit, that happened. Okay. And speaking of bad jokes time, Purple Goth says, what's the most confusing day in London? Father's Day. There we go. You're slow, Ziggy.
I was, you know, watching this thing go here.
All right, let's wrap this up. Let Colonel get to bed.
Yeah, look at him.
No, you can thank me later.
He's not yawning through his eyes yet, but it's right there.
Dude, I've been yawning through pretty much been a fucking corpse since we went live. So,
yeah. Our topic for next week will be top five of 2009. The most recent year we've ever done.
Wow.
Well, before we go, I got to check something real quick. You can keep talking, bud.
Ziggy, send them out.
Hey, man. Thanks for joining us again tonight. We truly appreciate it. Keep your eyes peeled for a brand new Zigzag Zone coming your way, first to the subscribers. And this time, like I said before, we are taking on Terrifier all by itself. It's going to be cool. It's going to be bloody. And boy, I actually had to get crazy with the censoring of boobs and nipples and shit in this one. But it's going to be worth it. And then a little update on the poll if you want to get back in there. If you haven't yet, please vote on what you want to see in the next double feature with The Thing. It's going to be Nightmare on Elm Street, Hatchet, or High Tension. Right now, Hatchet leads by one vote.
Oh, okay.
We continue. Just one. Nightmare's dead second. And then High Tension, nothing. Not one. Too bad, too. It's a fabulous score in there.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, guys. Well, Colonel, or are you ready?
No, I'm ready. I'm just saying, fuck, 2009 is going to be,
rough? Yeah.
I wouldn't say rough. It's just there's some good ones, but there's not a whole lot of great ones.
These later ones are rough on me, man. It's hard. Cause...
Well, speaking of rough on us, if you guys didn't know, we did put out a new YouTube video where we do a review of George A. Romero's lost film, The Amusement Park. We got to pump those numbers, baby. I know you guys probably don't talk to. You probably already watched it, so sorry. I'm just thought with that one I'm performing a little better. So, but on top of that, fuck that, because guess what? We got new shit coming. It don't matter anymore.
Yeah, we do.
Keep your eyes peeled on our YouTube channel.
Yep. I got a, or not a review, but we look at the trailer for Super Deep. That's going to drop tomorrow. I'm waiting on the caveat review from Ziggy.
And coming.
Uh-huh. And other than that, that's it. Don't forget, gang, check out our new shirt that's in the store. The Jason Shadow shirt comes in multiple colors. You don't have to get it in yellow, but I think it looks good in yellow. Just makes the image pop.
Right.
Check that out. Thanks to our members, Chris, Lorena, Christy, Luke, Tyrone. Those are the final girls and guys, our crazy Ralphs, Angelo and Peter, and our camp counselors, S. Michael and Dave. And Colonel, you forgot something.
Oh, yeah. Well, since all the restrictions have been lifted, it's kind of like you're on your own now. But a friendly reminder, don't get sick. Wash your dick. And don't smell like a scoop of Steve. You summer's eve. It's getting ripe outside. It's getting real humid. Guys, gals, make sure you're washing your shit.
Everyone's bailing. Well,
yeah. Gee, Colonel, thanks for...
Well, I'm just saying nobody wants to smell that. That goes both ways. I'm not picking on one over the other.
Oh, I got to get that clip from La Bamba where it says, it smells like fish, tastes like chicken.
whose dick smells in there?
Forgot.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back next week with 2009. Stay tuned to our YouTube channel for more Death Curse Society videos dropping starting tomorrow. We got lots coming for you. So have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. Happy late Father's Day. Happy late Juneteenth. And happy Prime Day. Yay. It doesn't count as a holiday. DCS out. We'll see you next time.